Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Southern girls. Yeah.
Welcome back, y'all, to Takeover Tuesday. What's going down? 612-600. What up?
What up?
What's going down with you?
My bad. I'm over here doing childhood therapy. I'm over here eating all a piece of candy, got some chocolate. Enjoying my little taste buds right now. My bad, y'all caught me off my pivot foot. I wasn't ready.
You weren't ready?
I wasn't ready. Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Well, he wasn't ready, y'all, but welcome to Takeover Tuesday. Monster is Radio Live, interactive podcast with the Monstars and the one who's eating on some candy over there. That's DJ Monster. And I'm Miss Unbelievable, also known as DJ Litty Lit, here for Takeover Tuesday, the only place where you can build your brand tonight for free, and we won't send you a bill. But we will ask you to share and post. That's about it. You can call us up, 563-999-3411, and press 1. We'll be definitely want to hear from you. So,
can't have none of my candy, but we want to hear from you.
I can't. You ain't sharing?
No, I'm not sharing. I'm a bad neighbor, kid.
You're not. He ain't sharing, y'all. He just looking at me with it, just eating away. That ain't right. I'm just saying that ain't right. But that's okay.
Everything in life thing to be shared.
You are correct. Oh, we got some who's bumping, who's getting fat, and we possibly got some people come up calling in, taking over the show. But who's bumping, who's getting fat? We got some Toy Lane. We got a lawsuit. We got Kanye West. We got Tamar Braxton. We got a woman arrested. We got 50 Cent talking about Megan. And we got how Minneapolis is doing their school this year. And then we have George Floyd. He's in a hologram. So that's what we got for Who's Bumping Who tonight. It's going to be an interesting night. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You done? Is you ready? No?
I'm almost
okay.
Ready.
Well, we're going to play French Montana, Chris Brown, and Amigos. Hold up. Because he got us hold up. He got us held up while he eating his candy. We'll be back, y'all.
I ain't never going to come through when you niggas call. I'm going to come through when I want.
Hold up. Tell him this. Hold up. Tell him this. Hold up. Rushing with the work, I'm coming with the work anytime that I wanna.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Tell him, hold up.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Coming when I wanna. Nick game flow, cease fighting, that's a fight.
Ooh.
I throw 2 lines on 20 ounce spray. So my nerves, my quarter. Knees in the water. The freaks in the water. And the V like porn.
Hold up.
Mixing that some rock, bad bitches all night.
Hey.
I don't care what they doing, man. I'm doing what I like.
Hold up.
From the bottom to the main.
Hold up.
Where them niggas at when we started from the past? Wait a minute. Crib got the elevators in it. Wait a minute, now I buy, I don't pay them rent it.
Hold up.
I ain't rushing with the work, I'm coming with the work anytime that I want now.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Tell him, hold up.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Coming when I want now. Nick game flow, cease fighting, that's a fight. I throw 2 lines on 20 ounce spray.
Quavo.
When I pull out the chopper, every nigga on sight.
Hold up.
In the truck catching plays, OG Jerry Rice.
OG.
When you a millionaire, you do not care about the price. You play with my money, no niggas will come take your life.
Baby, that pussy too crazy, put me to sleep like a bitch. I like to smoke with Jamaicans, stop by say to all my Haitians. Pussy be tight with the Asians, I like Malaysians. I like to fuck, I like to get it, eat that pussy up. I know that she get excited when I get inside it. Ride my pony, get it up.
Hey, little bitch don't know me, need to hold up. You got the kickers, you need to roll up. Double cup of sippin', I'm purple, no Minnesota. Diamonds on my neck, I'm sick, I done caught Ebola. My niggas from the bend, I'm chopping up a Motorola. Dabbing on these bitches when they see me, call me Casanova. No measurement when I pour in the soda. Keep the pocket rocket for the couple trying to take it up.
Tell them niggas, hold up, hold up, hold up. Tell them niggas, hold up. I ain't rushing with the work, I'm coming with the work. Any time that I won't, I
wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, hold up.
Tell him, hold up, wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up. Coming when I want to. Nick game flow, see fire next to spike. I throw two lines on 20 ounce. Tell him, hold up, hold up. Tell him, hold up. I ain't rushing with the work, I'm coming with the work. Any time that I want to.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up.
Tell him, hold up, wait a minute, wait a minute, hold up. Coming when I want to. Nick game flow, ceasefire, next to spike. I throw two lines on 20 ounce Sprite.
Hold up. Our sponsors for tonight's show is the Solomy Speaks, LLC, Miss Unbelievable, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. We bringing it back. Take over Tuesday with the Monster, DJ eMonster, and Miss Unbelievable. We got a show lined up for you guys. That's awesome. Y'all ready to go? Yesterday, I read this, and I definitely put it for the last because I want it to be a topic of conversation. This in Memphis at a putt-putt center, there was 300 to 400 kids that got dropped off, and all hell broke loose. 300 to 400 kids. Dad dropped off. So the parents did a mass drop off and dash. Can you imagine 300 to 400 kids in one spot because the parents said, fuck it, I'm going to go drop you off? Just going to go drop you off. So they have
to like
have
school?
To each other. Yeah! just dropped them off. Boop! And they started throwing stuff and tearing up the place. Could you imagine dropping your kid off, saying, here, corona, get something. But I can't take you no more. I'm just going to just drop you off along with the other three kids. Did they just call each other on the phone, talk about today's the day that I'm going to drop my kid off at this putt-putt center and we all just going to leave? What the parents doing? Having a drink? Chilling? Because you know a lot of places are doing distant learning right now. So they got tired of them. So you're going to drop your child off? That's why COVID's going on.
Now, I wonder if that's this video that I've seen where basically, and you can tell me if this is something you've seen in that video. Basically, it was like a teenage girl. She couldn't have been. She wasn't like no kid, but she was a young adult. And looked like she was at a counter somewhere, and she was very upset, and she was pushing. She threw all the stuff off the countertop. It was like a restaurant. I don't know if it was like a, I'm not going to say a McDonald's, but it was something like that where they were serving people. And then she went as far as, like, even pushing down, like, the, you know, when they have the, what is that, the putty glass and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, you push in front. Is that that video? Because this little young
That's
girl,
that video.
She went to hell off. And then some other youngins, they kind of start jumping in it.
Yeah, that's the one. And they talk about she wanted a refund, and the games wasn't working right, and they was, the workers was nervous because they was past the limit with COVID, and they just came all at one time. The parents just dropped them off. The little girl was pissed because she wanted a refund, and they told her no. They said that they was being disrespected. But can you imagine 300 to 400 kids in a melee? She tearing stuff up.
Right, right. And, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what was they to do? Honestly, right now, with everything going on right now, what was they to do? Especially in there, we'll just say it was 300. Okay, there was about maybe less than 20 people behind that counter. I want to say there was less than 10. I almost want to say there was less than 8. What was they to do? With all this stuff going on, what was they to do? Honestly, I mean, what do you do? I mean, do you whip their ass? I mean, do you call the police? I mean, because that could turn into something different. I mean, what do you do? You can't even call the parents because the parents ditched on your ass, or you don't really know who the parent is. So, I mean, what do you do? Honestly, I'm really thinking, because I'm like, damn. I mean, honestly, I mean, I work at a homeless shelter for youth. What if all these kids just decide to turn up at any given moment? What would I do? What could I do? How would I? What would be the right way to handle this situation? Huh?
That's almost like working at a school, and if they all decide to do a mutiny and don't want to listen and decide that they just want to clown, what do you do? Because the police ain't coming back up there no more. You know, you don't have your SROs. You only have one security guard. You're past your limit of even allowing the people to come in. When I don't know, if I would have been a putt-putt golf place, how can you not see 100 people come in? I would have called the police right then and there when I got to the point where there was just too many kids. I would have been like, yo, we are beyond capacity. Can you guys escort these kids off the premises?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have had the kids call their parents, because you already know what the guidelines are. So parents, I look at the parents like, shame on y'all. Y'all knew what y'all was doing. This wasn't just no, oh, all of a sudden coincidence. This had to have been planned. Let's all meet there at a certain time. Mom, let's take me there. 200 to 300 kids, it had to have been planned. So if it would have got even worse, and it could have been even, you know, more fights would have went out. Now you're that parent who dropped your kid off because you was tired. How do you feel if something really could have happened to your job? Or if the police was called and they was maced, or that, you know, how do you feel then? You guys already knew that was against the rules by dropping 200 to 300 kids off at a putt-putt golf place. We all went to a putt-putt golf place. That ain't no bigger than a minute.
Right, right.
And no, the games never work. You always got to go get your money.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, and at what point does the, what you call it, the manager just says, just give her money back. If she's got to leave, she's got to leave. But just give her money back. Get out your pride. I'm not saying that they was. I don't know the situation. We're only talking about it. You know, we're doing the same commentary as everybody else. Ours is just a little different. Just a little different. But at one point, you get out your pride and say, you know what? Here, take your little funky ass $12, $13. Take your little funky ass $12, $13. Now, get out the building. As a matter of fact, I'll give you $3 and Uber your ass to the next putt-putt. I'm just saying, at some point, as a business owner, manager, supervisor, whatever, you got to just be like, you know what? As she escalated, they have to learn to de-escalate. Meaning, if she turns up, what does it take to get her to turn back down? Whatever it takes, do that for the safety of everybody else in there. Why? Because if she riles up, other people may join in, and it may turn into a whole nother situation. So let's go ahead and face mask it and give her money back. But, you know, again, we don't really know the situation. We just know the ramifications. I hope I'm using that in the right precipitation of words. Ooh, I almost sound like I went to prison there. But, yeah, so, you know, hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see something else that'll show us some insight on it. But, you know, outside of that, I say shame on both of them. Shame on the manager who let it get that far. And shame on whoever kid that is that lets your kid go out in public and act a motherfucking fool. Because that's what that little girl did. She acted, she showed her motherfucking ass.
But, okay, let's be real. This generation shows their ass all the time. I don't care. This generation, starting at that young ages, like, young, they don't have that same respect that we did when we was growing up, you know, but ours was through fear, you know, I'm gonna whoop your ass, don't ask for nothing, don't say nothing, da 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 da. And then these kids are like, whoop me, because I'm gonna hit you back. These kids nowadays hit you back, so it ain't like you show your ass, because that's all you know. Like, these kids will cut their parents out, and we looking like, what did he just? And it's like, yeah. So it's almost like the kids got the parents in fear. And it's like a change around. Like, they don't fear
some of y'all
nobody.
Some of y'all should have never took y'all little kids to karate class. Yes, but I think the difference between then and now is, I think, and this could be a scenario because, you know, let's keep it 100. It could have been the service that they was getting. Let's keep it real. It could have been the service that they was getting. That's probably what riled her up that far. Because back in the day when we grew up, you dig, the OGs, they earned their respect. They earned it. We knew who to respect. We knew who was right and who was wrong. We knew that. In today's age, it's like the adults just automatically say, oh, you're young and you have to respect me. It don't work that way. You didn't earn that kid's respect yet. And I think sometimes that's where translation is missed between the youth and the we only want to call us the old heads, but, you know, the generation gap. Sometimes our generation now automatically expects respect from the younger generation. Oh, you got to respect me because I paved the way. I did all this. No, it don't work that way. It's just like a niece or a nephew. Just because you're the uncle, you're the auntie, don't mean that they totally respect you and believe in you and will come to you with their problems and know you're going to tell them the right thing. They got to leave. They learn from example. They see you moving around. They see how you react to things, how you talk to them. Don't talk down to them. Talk to them like they're an adult, like you talk to your friend. Don't be like, oh, you're only 13. You're a little young whippersnapper. Y'all lost today. Y'all ain't right. Some of them ain't. Some of us ain't, motherfucker. Let's keep it 100. some of y'all friends, you know your friend. There's some people out there, your niece and nephew, 16, got more sense than your friend. And they late 40s and early 30s. I'm just saying. But
true.
So, it could have been that. It could have been like the manager or the lady at the thing. You know how be service be sometimes. They be like super smart and shit. Like, what? Ain't nothing separating us but a countertop. So, you know, sometimes you can get in your feelings and go too far. That may be the situation. The manager was like, nah, little youngin', you ain't listening. You ain't going to get it. Nope. The machine worked. Nope. You just trying to get some free shit. Nope. Talking to a funny, talk sideways. And she was like, not today. I'm not saying that's a scenario, but it's podcast talk radio. We got to talk every scenario we can find. So, I'm just saying. I mean, do you think that's the case sometimes today? Do you think us as the older generation, do we automatically demand respect from the younger generation?
I don't know if we demand it. I think we don't demand it. We just feel like we should receive it. I think we should receive it. I don't even know if it's expected. I think we should just receive it because Well, it's different scenarios. Because there's some people, you know, who you may not want to respect because you see what they're doing and you don't agree with it. I think when you have the older generation, like your big mamas and your grandmamas, and those, yeah, who have, you know, paved the way. I'm talking, you know, the older generations, yes, they all accept it to me. They all should receive it. There's no reason why I should be disrespectful to an elder. I don't believe in no disrespect to an elder. Now, when it comes to aunts and uncles and on that level, I think that it's all within how you speak to someone. You don't necessarily always got to get rude or disrespectful to get your point across to say, hey, this is what I need from you. And that's vice versa. And I think that that's what has happened is how we come up to the kids and how we present ourselves to them as I'm the adult, I'm the authority figure, respect me. Well, if they haven't learned how to respect the authority figure and the authority figure that's around hasn't been a good role model to you, then you're not going to respect it. I don't agree with, you know, how we was all raised, where I was raised to fear you and fear the things because then now I can't talk to you. I think there's a balance that we need to get with that. We're all human beings and we all are different and we need to learn how to deal with one another on that level and not just clump everybody's the same. Respect is earned, learned, and gained. So how much I respect you is how much I'm watching what you do. I may not respect that pedophile, but I'm not going to just go be like, you pedophile motherfucker, how you going to? I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to stay away. You don't say nothing to me, I won't say nothing to you. You know, so I think nowadays, though, kids aren't, young adults, even grown folks, they accept so much, but they're not willing to give. They expect us to respect them, but you're not willing to give out respect. You're not willing to do that transfer of equality, that transfer of power, that transfer of respect, that transfer of understanding. If you're not willing to give that, then there's not going to be that respect, earn, learn, or gain. So I think we have to, you know, in families, what could you have done differently so things won't escalate? Because you already know, I already see you in a way, especially you being black or you being white or you being whatever, the stigma is already there. When you're a young black girl or guy, the stigma's already there. You're going to be ghetto. You're going to get out your way. You're going to whatever, whatever. So I think if we get past the stigmas and the stereotypes and different things like that and just really get down to just respecting each other, you know, just straight up, it'll be different. But that's all having that conversation that people don't want to have where you say adults should talk to their kids as kids. No, you should talk to that your child as a, you know, a person, because they have a thought. Don't shut them down. Let them speak. Not if it's disrespectful. That's different. You correct them. But if they're just telling you how they feel, allow that conversation to happen. And a lot of people don't agree with that because we were taught being seen and not heard. That's not always a good thing either.
Right.
Because now they don't know.
Well, I'm glad you said that, too, because I always seen it. I always wonder why people did that. I never really – I always try to treat my kids as good, if not better, than how I treated my friends. I would say, would I talk to my friend that way? Now, what if we were sitting here playing around, and now I'm speaking hypothetically, and I'm going harsh with this. What if we sitting here joking around, ha, 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 my friend said, ha, 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 you bitch. How would I react? What if I was sitting here playing with my son? I don't give a fuck if he's 9. Sitting here, ha, 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 and he goes, you bitch. I know a lot of y'all saying I beat his motherfucking ass. Some of y'all going, I beat my friend ass too. But let's keep it 100. You wouldn't fire on your friend. You would check your friend, but you wouldn't fire on him. So why are you going to fire on your kid then? Who's more important to you? Maybe I see it different, but I'm just saying. So I'm glad you said that. But sometimes, like when you're saying you got to let a kid breathe and say their feelings and emotion, I think it's really hard for some adults, some parents, to do that because, one, we couldn't do it with our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us, not all of us, some of us could not do that with our parents. And I think one of the things that we fail in life is teaching people some of the fundamental things of like negativity. Sometimes you may do something that is negative to another person. They're going to tell you. You have to not get in your feelings, super doubt, super whatever, whatever. You have to be able to accept that somebody's telling you that you've done something that has made them feel a certain kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine a kid telling you, your kid right now, I'm just speaking hypothetically, some of you people, I'm just saying, like, what if your kid is 7 years old right now and he came to you and said, I'm really disappointed in you. Like, you're not doing this with
wow.
me. You're not doing that with me. Da, da, da. I'm disappointed in you. Could you handle that?
That's real.
How would you react?
Because, can I just say, the normal reaction
yep.
of how we was raised, it would be like, I don't give a fuck, you a child. I don't got to respect you. You just got to respect what I say. That would be the initial reaction because that's
mm-hmm.
how we was raised. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But that don't work with these kids nowadays. You would probably have to say, well, dang, what I do? What am I not doing? Doesn't mean you have to change it, but you can hear that person out so they won't feel like they have to go somewhere else to get what they're disappointed in you from. Because usually they turn to the streets, they fail in their grades, they internalize it. Because you didn't take that one time to finally listen to what your child has to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's funny,
so.
You said, you know, if your child would say, stop that bitch, and then your friend would be like, stop that bitch. I don't know. I maybe be like, yo, I'll give everybody a warning. Don't use that word with me. I will whoop your ass. And I would say that probably to my friend and to my kid. You know, because you have to be honest with words that will put you there. That be like, that word will send me over the top. That word, you already know. You know what I'm saying? So I think that just makes conversation. Because I'm telling you, my nephew, he's three. Four. He keeps calling me booty ass. Shut up, booty ass. Shut up, booty ass. Now, if this was, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me as a parent, when I was 21, 22, I would have popped him in the mouth. Who in the hell? You call him
mm-hmm.
booty ass. Watch your mouth. But me now, 40 plus, and grandma, I'd be like, well, why are you saying that? It's like a different way of communicating to them. And then my kids are like, Mom, you want to whoop my ass? Yeah, you know, but I stopped whooping you at a certain time because I asked myself, I didn't get corporal punishment, so why am I corporal punishment giving you corporal punishment by giving you a whooping? That ain't working. Whooping is corporal
mm-hmm.
punishment. God don't whoop me like that. He don't, you know, he may, so that whole whooping thing and spare the rod, spare the child, it all depends how you whoop that child. If you're doing it in anger, then you shouldn't do it. But if it's a real reason why I need to tap that ass, I'm going to tap that ass, but then we're going to talk about why I tap that ass. And
mm-hmm.
That's where I got to. And I'm just not going to tap your ass just because every situation that you do, I want you to work through it while you even do it. So I got to a point where I just started talking to my kids like, listen, what you do that for? Because when you go out, that's not going to be acceptable in the world. So even, you know, giving them at a young age an opportunity to learn how to problem solve, because the kids don't know how to problem solve. They go straight to violence for problem solving. But if you learn and you taught your child how to problem solve at a young age, then whatever situation that comes up against them, they know how to deal with it because you don't already allow them to problem solve in their mind. So if you can teach your kids anything, at any age right now, grandkids, kids, teach them how to problem solve without violence by using their words and their brain.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. So, all right, let's go ahead and take a break right quick, and then we come back. We'll get into some more Who's Bumping Who, Who's Getting Fat, brought to you by SolomonSpeaks.com, MonstarsRadio.com, Elite's Way Management, eMonster.com, Picasso Painting, and Monster U.S. Apparel. There we go. Check it out. This right here is an independent artist. I'll let him tell you who he is.
Wajam, this your boy Frank Footer. I'm rocking with the homie eMonster. What's good?
So this is Frank Footer. This is called In the Air on a Takeover Tuesday. Hit us up, 563-999-3411.
Trying to kick it off. I'm with it tonight. I'm trying to trick it off. The money keep me motivated. So I smile for the haters because I know they hate it. MDMA all over the ad list. We the team that get it popping. So what's happening? Better be body body. Keep the strap, bitch. Just talking that trap shit and get your clap quick. I'ma knock it out the park if she throw it at me. You know you're king when she call you daddy. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw
it.
Woo!
For a real nigga, cause she ain't worried about them little niggas, cause little niggas never get the picture, and real niggas never leak a picture. I mean, what's hell with you and your friend? I know we did it once, we could do it again. I'm worldwide on some global shit, so I'ma leave you niggas to that local shit. Yeah, I know you think it's fuck, but don't bag it up if you can't bag it up. I got a pocket full of money and I'm trying to throw it.
What?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it,
what?
Throw it.
Throw it.
Woo!
Back to y'all live from Minneapolis and St. Paul. what we got up next on this? Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? We talk about some of the things everybody else talk about, but we threw ours a little different.
Okay, so I don't know if y'all seen the crazy video with the woman through. Was, you know, torch the Jeep, put fire inside the Jeep.
Ooh.
And the back. Have y'all seen that?
Ooh.
Where
she's
seen downing the black Jeep with gasoline and set it on fire. And when the Jeep ignites, the flames bounce back and explodes and knocks her in her, you know, back and knock her back, you know, her. Well, she has been arrested.
Oh,
and has been charged for arson, and she has a $20,000 bail. As for why she torched the Jeep, the owner of the SUV was Aver Stevens, says he's got no idea why she torched his Jeep. Steph is reporting that he's not her boyfriend, but he does know her, but he has no idea what the motive was to torch his Jeep that he only owned for a couple of months. So we don't know why the woman went crazy. And, I mean, when I tell you she, like, did a wait-until-exhale moment thinking that then if y'all seen the video, she bounced back up like, boom! She gets hit with the ball of, you know, backlash, but she bounces back up. And then she walks away, then she comes back and picks up the gasoline can and then, like, do this little cute prance off. I'm like, are you serious? Like, we waiting to his hell moment to a car over what?
Well, I'm just going to say before I go in on her that at least she was raised right. You dig? At least she cleaned up after herself. I'm just saying, at least she cleaned up after herself. She was raised right. You understand me? I'm just saying, G-Ma, you did the right thing. but yes, all I want to say is, see, this is why black folks don't play with fire. We don't know how to do that shit like the other people do. She blew her little back out.
We don't.
Oh, my gosh. This shit was like a funny-ass Dave Chappelle skit. I don't know what to say. I mean, thank goodness everybody's okay. Because that could have went totally the other way. But black folks, when you use gas, you understand me? The wet part of the gas don't have to be lit for shit to blow. Anybody who tried to light their oven and the shit didn't go on right, man, we're going tick, 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 and that motherfucker finally caught and blew your fucking eyebrows off. That's what happened here on a big-ass scale. See, at first, I'm glad you got the commentary on that they was fucking and they ain't fucking no more, and now she mad. And I know dude said what he said. I said what I said, and I'm going to stick to it. I don't give a fuck what you think. No. You saying you don't fuck with her like that, but you know her, but you don't fuck with her like that, but she just set your Jeep on fire? Come on, fam. That's all I'm going to say. Come on, fam. Because at first I was going to say, it sounded like that. I don't know if it was the first barbershop or the second barbershop when the dude was sitting in the barbershop getting his hair cut, and he's sitting over there all feeling all good and shit and just the chatting away. And the dude was like, "Ooh, there's a girl out here fucking up somebody's car." And he's like, "Oh, damn, that's a horrible thing." He's like, "Oh, yeah, it's out here." He said, "What it look like?" He said, "Oh, it's a cut." I'm just using the names of cars. "It's a Cutlass." "Oh, damn, that's bad because I got a Cutlass too." He said, "Oh, yeah, it's a new one with the silver rocker pedals." The silver rocker pedals went out there. "Lady, why are you beating up my car?" "This ain't Tyrone's car." "No, that's my car." And she darted on his ass and beat up the wrong car.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking until he came out and said,
"It's
no, I know her. But
well,
I don't
he said
know
he don't
her
know
like
her,
that.
Know her, though."
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And it's possible,
okay.
You know, she may have, that car could have belonged to his friend that he just bought it from, and he was like, "Oh, that friend must be over there."
Mm-mm.
You know, it could be anything.
Mm-mm.
But come on, why is it risk your freedom? Baby girl, you know you was at whoever was videotaping it. Wow, you didn't call 911. You listen. If I was videotaping, y'all know how much commentary would be behind it. Shit, man, y'all would have been think y'all was watching a movie by the time y'all got through with me, cause I would have been clowning. Woo!
I can hear you right now. Don't forget the tires, baby. Don't forget the tires.
I would have been like, "Stand back and throw it." "No, don't do that. You too close. You too close. Move over, man.
Get up.
Get up.
Roll. Roll. I know you. I know you panicking, but just roll."
lay down a roll, bitch. You got knocked the fuck out by the blade. Roll.
Oh.
Go back, get yourself. Go back, get yourself. Go back, get yourself. Look around, look around, look around. See if anybody see you. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. But moving on. So, okay, so, Tori. Megan Thee Stallion, I don't know if y'all seen it. She came out on her Instagram. I do believe I talked about this yesterday or the day before. And she was saying how she got shot in both her feet and it wasn't funny and how all these grown-ass men going to be talking about me and she's happy to be alive and she's still going through stuff. So if y'all haven't seen it, I'll post it up to see her little, you know, her confession. But what was no confession because they still want Tori's ass. But she was saying how it wasn't fair, how y'all was making fun of her. It was a scary moment. And guess who had to apologize? 50 Cent. Because he was mocking the gun incident. So 50 Cent doing what he hardly does after one of his troll jobs on Instagram. He's saying sorry, and it's none other than to Megan, who made it clear his jokes was hurtful. 50 hopped on the gram money to issue an apology. Following Megan's tearful video, writing, damn, I didn't think this shit was real. It sounded so crazy. At the Stallion, I'm glad you're feeling better, and I hope you can accept my apology. I posted a meme that was floating around. I would not have done it that if I knew you was really hurt. Sorry. Okay, you can see she was hurt. Okay, let me keep going. The apology came on the heels after Megan...
My bad.
Herself going into more detail about the gun incident, which left her with bullets in both her feet and required surgery. During the IG, she was holding back tears, explaining it was a serious situation. She didn't appreciate the jokes. She was like, there was a lot of things. There was a lot of videos. You see her. What do you see? You know, she's running away from the scene from Boys in the Hood. It's Photoshop. And
I
another one is showing Tori as a mini me from Austin Powers holding a gun. But both have been deleted since then. It's rare that you see 50 apologizing. And on top of that, change.org petition wants to call for Tori Lanez to be deported from the U.S. following the shooting. After she went live and, you know, was talking about her parents weren't there because they passed away, fans got up on Instagram and has now put a petition to say the Canada rapper needs to go back home. He needs to be deported forever. He's only 5'3". Yeah. This little 5'3" man with a big ego, has contributed nothing to the American economy and promotes violence and violence against women. Furthermore, he should be banned from the United States forever for intentionally trying to harm Megan Thee Stallion. Send him back to Canada ASAP. He's that short? He my height?
I guess so. I guess so.
A little bit. He is short.
He got the little chihuahua syndrome. Let me stop. Before I get out of my lane.
Really?
Before he pull up on me, shoot me in both my feet. It is. I'm just saying. That's as high as he could reach. That's the way he shot in the my. You know what? I'm going to stop. Somebody going to beat me up. But, yeah, I'm surprised 50 came out and apologized. That's big, though. That's big, though. I think – and see, it's kind of fucked up when you do things and you move around. Just so people – just so you know, you got to pay attention to what you do. Like now, when I hear 50 apologize, what you doing, 50? What you doing, Curtis? What do you got going on under the radar that we not saying? You trying to fuck? You trying to sign her to your label? What's going on, 50? Because you don't apologize.
All that.
You come out and go harder. So
all
I'm
that.
Like,
you trying to get in the draws. You trying to
right.
get in.
Right, what is he doing?
All that. Or trying to make some music. All that. Because he just don't apologize for nothing. He's not an apologetic type of person that you take it for serious. Especially when his jokes be to the juggler. His jokes ain't coming like, he coming to hurt you. His jokes is like one of, his jokes is mean jokes. He's a mean joker. Like, he coming to make you look like an asshole.
He's Andrew so Dice Clay jokes.
Man.
You understand me? Raw. Ain't no holding back.
Beat you to the white meat.
Why? That's like getting roasted by Red Fox. Ain't no holding back. He's going to tear your ass up.
All day.
Yeah, so yeah, but I mean, hopefully she'll get better. You know, obviously she's going to get better. She's healing. But, and I think, again, artists out there, these are things you got to pay attention to. You got to be ready for this shit, man. When shit go funny, oh, you are the laugh. You are the joke of the town. You will be the laugh of news media, anything, da-da-da. And if you're from the Twin Cities, you think I'm lying? Check out 50 Tyson. We all know how he got his publicity. People making fun of him. You got to be built for that shit. They're going to make fun of you any chance they get, especially if you're coming up, you're on the top. All your rivals, oh, hell yeah. Any rival you got, going to throw some funny shit out.
Mm-hmm.
So will. They tried that shit with me before. But the only thing that fucked them up is I'm good with it, too. I blew their ass back. Right? Y'all better fall back. Shit, you want to play? Okay, look what I got. Then it's okay, yeah. That's what I thought. Let's all just calm down. Let's all just relax.
Well, relax is not what Yellow Card is doing. Yellow Card drops copyright lawsuit against Juice WRLD Estate. Yellow Card has decided not to take Juice WRLD Estate to court over a potential copyright infringement on the deceased rapper's biggest song. The initial suit was filed, but he has now dropped it. That was nice of him.
I don't know nothing about none of that. So, yeah, okay. Good luck on that.
All right, let's take a music break, and we'll come right back.
You play music? Maybe. Okay. She just bumped the fuck out. Then we're going to take a music break and jumped out the window. You a little. Okay, well, I got something for y'all. If you know me, you already know where I'm going. You dig? You already know where I'm going. I'm going with some Kissy Lee. Oh, yeah. Where's my Kissy Lee at? There we go. Takeover Tuesday. Let's see. We ain't got much time. Looks like we got Cali Girl, too. When we bring it back, we're going to get into all of it. Kissy Lee, close the door. Yeah. Produced by Black Elvis with a roar.
Yeah.
who will be hearing this song. Take over that DJ Mama. I was playing this song. That's all right. I got a song that we're going to take us out. That's okay. I got a song that's going to take us out when we get done. I got a song. Yup, I got my song. Yup,
no,
watch me.
No,
I got my song.
I'm the DJ. What are you doing? No, lit.
No, you
light.
Ain't even heard my song. You got to hear
light.
It. You got to hear my song. You ain't been
all
here.
Light.
You got to hear my song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to go through. Okay, so Tamar Braxton's reality show has been postponed after apparent suicide. Her upcoming show has been put back. Tamar, Get Your Life. It was supposed to start July 30th to September 10th. But because of her current situation, they're like, nah, we going to cut back and we just going to wait. The network has not commented on the alleged beef, but says Tamar is an incredible, important member of the We TV family, but we are not trying to get in no drama with David, who was upset that Tamar was having issues with the show. Praying for old girl.
Right.
George Floyd, he has a light hologram going on tour through the southern states. So George Floyd's memory and the whole wide movement is his murder started and being honored with a new hologram that will be on full display across several southern states. Change.org partnered with George Floyd Foundation to create this hologram image of George along with his name, all glowing in yellow. The image was unveiled Monday night in what some may call a fitting place, in front of the Jefferson Davis statue that used to be in Richmond, Virginia, that has now been taken down. The hologram was projected right where the president of the Confederacy has been honored before protesters tore the statue down. The hologram will appear in several states through Georgia, North Carolina. It's pretty much going the same route that the 1961 Freedom Rides did during the Civil Rights. George's family said they wanted his hologram to stay displayed in places they felt needed to see it most right now.
That's going to be something interesting to see. I want to see what it looks like. Have you seen it?
I did. It looks really creepy. It looks real creepy, but I did. And
is it like
I guess
the old
they're
Tupac
trying to say,
hologram? Remember they used to try to do the
yeah.
concert? That's
mm-hmm.
what it's like.
Yeah. And they're like, how can he be, you know, a martyr because of his past? And they're trying to bring up his criminal record, and they're trying to bring up a whole bunch of stuff about him to say, how is he someone that we're supposed to look up to? And why would you give him this type of big old honor? Because of who he was and how he lived his life before we knew him to be the one that's the face of the discrimination and police brutality. Because there was more people before him. Like, why is he the one that gets the face?
Now, I'm just sitting on the outside, I don't know. I'm not involved in it. So please don't take what I say into context as something that's real and really relevant to that situation. But to me, whoever asked that question is petty as fuck. Like, what do you mean? Why does he get the face? Well, then you come up with something that honors everybody. If you can do it, go ahead, you do it, da-da-da. Now, you say, okay, we could do one of George, let's put up some of Brianna, let's put up some of, you know what I mean, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Emmett Till, you can do some history ones, so on and so forth. But don't be like, why does that person get to be the one to have the faith? Well, right now, he is the reason why the riots and the changes, all the things that's happening now with the protests. I shouldn't say riots. I should say protests. Because a lot of the malice that happened was not because of the protesters. Those were other people.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. But that's what the protest is for now. That's who has the world looking. So that's what you focus on, what the world is looking at. And that's
mm-hmm.
what you run with. But to come out and say, like, you know, I'm just going to stop. But, yeah, that's crazy. But, hey, let's go over here and say what's up to Cali girl right quick. Squeeze her in here right fast. What's good, Cali?
Hello, how are you?
I'm feeling like shit on a hot tin roof. How are you?
Yeah, I'm
wow.
good.
I'm just, hey, you know I got to be a troublemaker. Everybody always expects people to say, hi, I'm good. I'm doing very well today. I'm peachy. How are you? So I got to throw something different in there. I couldn't think of nothing
yep.
else. Of course, it shows how the stint of my
intelligence. It wouldn't be E if he didn't talk shit to me.
See,
if he didn't talk shit to me. See, the day that he starts talking shit about me or talking shit to me is the day something's wrong with him. Then I'd be worried.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Me too.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The day I stop talking shit to you is the day you find out I blocked your ass on all social media. That's the day I stop talking shit to you.
I know.
All right. Well, if you live in Minneapolis, the public schools planning to start the year with district learning for all grades. They have 5 levels. And they're going to start at level 2. Level 1 is where they were going to keep it as they did before, virtual platform. Level 2 is the school will likely start off in phase 2 with distant learning as their primary instruction model. Although schools can reopen to provide targeted support such as tutoring, technology, and mental health supports. We have a phase 3. Where it's anticipated to take effect during the first quarter of the school year, which is probably after in January, where they'll be adding personnel into the school. Some staff will also be in the building for lab experiences, exchange of paper materials, but the majority of learning will still be done virtually. Phase 4, the kindergartners and elementary school will return to in-person learning, possibly on a rotating schedule, while middle school and high school will continue district learning. And phase 5 will be in full person school with the potential for extracurricular offerings. There is no anticipated time frame for either phase. They just know that most likely we'll start with phase 2 district learning with support.
Well, I'm going to let y'all chime on this. Because I'm like, I don't know what the hell going on. Because from the stuff I seen on the news, they plan ain't going to work. They talking about some distancing learning. They got the kids inside and shit under trees and shit trying to learn on little sketchy boards. And what you going to do when it rain outside? Huh? What you going to do when the mosquitoes is bad? Some little kids going to go crazy. What the hell wrong with y'all? Talking about some distance. And they talking about this lady talking about she had 4 kids in her class. It's manageable now. 4 kids. 4. You got just 4 little ass kids in your class. And you talking about it's manageable. It's manageable. The hell? I don't know what to say. I don't. Because, I mean, I pray for y'all. Because I'm going to keep it 100. Some of these parents out here, they don't get no fuck about no corner. They want to send their kids to school. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They used to send their kids to school with the flu.
Mm-hmm.
Tonsillitis, all kinds of the runs, all kinds of shit. You kids so upset, you'd be like, your parents let you come here? What the fuck is wrong with them? They just want their little
mm-hmm.
ass out of the house. It's free babysitter. So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
how do y'all feel about it? Because I heard about there's supposed to be, and I don't know if it's in all states, but I hear there's something with, like, there's the teachers' union was trying to tell, or not trying to, was recommending to the people within the union that they were going to strike and not go back to school if things weren't, you know, they didn't have the right things for you teachers when you go back to be safe, because you guys are at risk because you're dealing with a lot of kids. The turnaround is just, yeah, you guys are at risk. So, I mean, how do you two feel about going back? Do you want to go back with you two being in the industry?
I mean, I want to go back to work. I miss, you know, my whole structure is, like, off. I'm used to doing something. So this is, like, beyond my control. And with my OCD, it's like I have to have a set routine. Like, I get up at 5, I eat breakfast at 5, I eat lunch at 9 o'clock. In the morning, 1:30, I eat lunch, and I'm done for dinner, and then I'm done for the day. So it's like everything is just, like, all over the place. I know here they sent out emails saying teachers have to come on campus to teach, but from what I'm reading online, I'm not a union, but the teachers union don't feel comfortable coming onto campus to teach because some mm-hmm. of our teachers come from, like, San Diego, San Bernardino, L.A., you know, Ventura, you know what I mean, and stuff. But according to our governor out here, because Long Beach is under L.A. County, and L.A. County is on the watch list. So order for even if our school has took every precaution to open, as long as L.A. County is on the watch list, we can't open. And once L.A. comes off the watch list, we have to stay off it for 14 days. Once we stay off it for 14 days, then we can reopen, and that ain't going to happen anytime soon. And I just read online that San Bernardino may have 100,000 cases.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm outside. I work outside, so I already keep my distance, but if I was middle school or high school, it'd be different. With elementary, I'm kind of like, you know, what are we supposed to mm-hmm. do if a child gets hurt, a child has a seizure? Of course, my, you know, work mode, my mom and mode is going to kick in and want to go touch that child and help them. But what mm-hmm. am I supposed to do? So
but
I'm putting myself
at
risk to make sure.
I'm wondering what the hell y'all going to do just getting them to the class, because y'all look like TSA agents at this point.
it can't happen. Until they get a hold on this virus, it's not going to happen. There's no way we can keep the kids apart. Hell, there's no way we can keep adults apart. Better yet, kids
exactly.
who see each other mm-hmm. and everything they do is hug each other from the day one and day two. And like I was talking about before, you can't keep the mask on. They ain't going to keep the mask on. The mask going to be a slingshot. The mask going to be drawers. The mask going to be panties. The mask going to be a armband. The mask is going to be gang affiliated. The mask is going to be everything but the mask. Okay? So, no, and they ain't putting on no gloves. The gloves are going to become somebody's wee-wee. The gloves are going to become somebody's water balloon. The gloves are going to become everything but the gloves on the hand. Okay? So, district learning for me is hard because, like I said, the kids aren't getting that emotional and social interaction with their peers, but until we can get a hold of this virus, they're at risk, and they're at risk for everyone in the building. They're at risk for people outside the building, and for them to even have a phase that includes kindergarten and preschool before middle school and high school, shame on them, because if those babies get sick, how are we going to know? You know, that's not fair. We're going to start with the little ones, kill the little ones off, instead of the big ones, kill them off. Come on, y'all. I just don't think that they really don't know how to think this out, considering parents aren't educated enough to teach their kids what they need to learn. That's the problem. It ain't the problem that online learning is that the kids aren't learning because the parents don't know how to do it because the parents dropped out early. So the furthest they can get is fourth grade, and you got a 10th grade daughter. No, that ain't going to work. And because the 10th grade daughter done fucked up 6th grade, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, and we done passed them on because we had to pass them on, and they ain't learned shit because they been the fuck up in the classroom all day long, they ain't going to get it. It's going to go over their head once again, and then all we're going to do is pass them on, and they ain't going to be able to do nothing.
Right.
So
And I agree. And what gets me is these people, whoever the experts are saying, oh, the elementary kids need to be in school because it doesn't hit them. Well, I read on news, legit news, that a 9-year-old girl, may she rest in peace, died in Florida. And she had the virus. So how you gonna sit there and say, oh, a small kid can't even? And I see, and I agree, like that, and this is how I feel. If you can't even control lice in the school, if we have an outbreak of lice in the school, how are you gonna keep the kids from spreading the virus? You can't even control lice. How are you gonna control this?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? They need to shut school down completely. I mean, I want to get back to work. I want, you know, to do my job. But if you can't keep me safe and keep these kids away from me, then I'm not coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that.
I mean, it's there's babies who have had the virus, and they said that, you know, they passed away. So the virus is airborne, so they say. We don't know how this is affecting everybody, period. So I don't know how they're going to, like I said, we got to look at the landscape of education, the landscape of how we live ain't the same. So we got to figure this out. And sending kids back into a place that was overcrowded already, overcrowded, underutilized, understaffed, all that already, is just going to be a shit show when we go back. Because now, how do we know who's with our school? How do we know if they did the online homeschool? How is we're going to dictate how to get the money in October for the kids if the kids is, you know, not registered at our school and ain't coming? It's going to be a mess. Am I ready for it? Absolutely not. Because there's parents who ain't got no phones, who got their phone until the 15,
And then my next thing is how they're supposed to screen all, like, out here, it's like the governor says all school employees have to be tested before they can, you know, show up to work. Mm-hmm. I agree. What about the students? Now they're talking about screening the students, asking the parents questions. Have they been you know damn well these parents are going to sit here and say they lie, like, no, we haven't been around nobody, da-da-da, when they were partying the night before at the damn fucking family reunion. I see it all over Facebook. Everybody just birthday parties and all this and that.
Yeah, so I said, y'all going to be like TSA agents up in there. Trying to screen all the little kids.
Let me tell you, Miss Kelly Girl ain't going to be nothing. Miss Kelly Girl's job is to watch the kids, and that's all she's doing. I am not screening nobody.
You're going to have to. You're going to have to. Everybody got to play their part. It's for the kids.
Look,
it's for the kids.
They going to lie to play the part. That part is no. That part is no. Nope.
I barely can do what the damn doctor tells me to do. How am I going to make sure that these parents do what these kids are supposed to do?
I'm just saying, y'all can't do it for the kids, though. Y'all can't do it for the kids.
I'm going to do
what I need to do for the kids. Thank you, because I sure the hell ain't going to do it. Boo-boo! I'm just saying, I can't do it. That's why I send them to y'all. All them kids,
you know what I mean?
attitudes at one time. Like an attitude of bag of Skittles.
My main concern is who's supposed to screen these kids? Text for fevers, ask them questions. Our budgets are already been cut. We already only get a nurse 2.5 days a week. So who's supposed to do this all day long?
Kelly Girl's supposed to do it. You're supposed to do it. You're supposed to go to all the little schools and go and help test the little kids. Stick the little cotton swab up their nose. Oh, y'all seen that? How you get tested for that? Then, oh.
I heard it's not that bad.
I told my auntie, we have to be tested. My godmother has to come down from down here and test me because I ain't letting nobody else do it but my godmother. Because I don't trust her. How do I know? You know, I don't know.
I don't trust the results. I don't trust them when they say, oh, you this such and such got it. I don't trust the results. I don't trust none of this at all right now. I just got to, you know, just stay with my discernment and deal with that.
If I have to get tested, my doctor's office is going to do it.
Because I got to get tested. My cousin said it took 3 days for her results, and then my girlfriend said, oh, it took 20 minutes for her results. I was like, what's the difference? 3 days, you say no, and y'all got the same symptoms. I don't believe you.
Exactly.
One could be backed up. One could have had a lot of orders. One could have had a lot of orders, and one may not.
Okay, we'll go with that. Okay.
But, hey, here's something when you talk about, you know, falsified information. Just real quick to throw in here. I don't know if y'all know about Don Jr. That's Donald Trump's son, Don Jr. His Twitter account as of right now is froze. So if you are one of those people out there and your Twitter account has been frozen, you are part of the elite squad of Don Jr. Apparently, he was posting things about the COVID, something about healing. I ain't going to say too much because I don't want to give out the same fake information. But, yeah, Twitter snatched his little account, posted shit for 12 hours. But right now, there is no Don Twitter. He can read and look, but he can't say nothing. So there's that. And then here's another thing. Apparently, there's 80 sanitizers out there right now that are supposed to be pulled off the market because they have a chemical in it that can do more damage than good. The chemical is methanol, and it can cause blindness, heart problems, and even death. And one of the main problems
is... And guess the stores that were selling them at the most? The dollar store, Dollar General. That we can afford for a dollar, that's where they was having them at stock from top to bottom, at Walgreens, the places where we go to get majority of our stuff in the black community. Yes, they pulled, it was 69 last month, now it's up to 80. So whatever that badass smell it is in your hand sanitizer, because hand sanitizer smells like shit right now, that's what you're smelling. And when my mom used this, she goes, you want to use this? I was like, nope. She was like, why? I said, because that smells like shit. Like, are you kidding me? Don't you smell that? Like, it's not the same kind that we was using, you know, before COVID, where you had a nice little scent and it just went on your hands. No, it smells. It's like they're doing a rush job on getting it together.
I got to go check and make sure I ain't got one of them.
Yes, and one of the things they're saying is the bad thing about it is they got, like, false claims on these items, and they're saying, like, they're approved by the FDA, and they're not. So be on the lookout for that. Again, speaking about COVID, now they're pondering about what are they trying to do. Basically, as y'all know, they don't brought baseball back. But not to all good news. Apparently, the Miami Marlins, as you said about the thing down there in Florida, the Miami Marlins, 15 of their players now have been diagnosed with having COVID. Wow. So, yeah. So, the Twins is doing good, too. This would happen. I'm just saying, man. It's just a Minnesota thing. So that, and I guess my last one, did y'all hear about the shark attack?
No, what shark attack?
Honestly, I was hoping y'all heard about it and y'all could tell me. But apparently there was a lady, it was in a place that where normally shark attacks don't happen. I wanted, see, I don't even want to say where she was, because I'm gonna be totally wrong. But apparently she was like only like maybe 30 feet off the shore, kayaking, and a great white shark attacked her. Yeah.
What?
Some other kayakers came and saved her. Well, they got her to shore, and she actually passed away on the scene. But yeah, it was a shark attack. Man, I wish I would have wrote down where it actually happened at.
Me too. That would have been an interesting story.
Yeah, it was just some stuff that flashed before me right before I ended up getting on here.
Wow. I mean, the sharks is hungry too. You know, everybody, you know, everybody's having
COVID.
A breeding time.
At the beaches.
They all tired of COVID.
Well, if I find it, I'll send it to you.
That sounds what's up. All right, you have a song for us before? Are we about to head out? We done. We got all our stories out. We about to head out.
She was off the coast of Maine.
I want to play my song.
New England. And
he's gonna keep out there off the coast of Costa Mesa.
Oh shit. No, man. Play your damn song.
Why you hating? Y'all better say y'all goodbyes, cause this song is bomb. It talks all about me.
y'all
ready to say
night.
Y'all
if you don't do nothing, if you didn't
see y'all tomorrow
if you didn't do,
for Wet Wet Wednesday.
Didn't do nothing good today. Wake up tomorrow and be monstrous as we listen to this song on our way up out of here.
Yes.
I bet they got the N word.
Yep.
Y'all listen to what he's saying? He gonna say it again.
Beautiful lying here naked. Girl, you were made to be mine. Look at this love that we're making. 'Twas just a matter of time. It's hard to believe that you're here with me. It's hard to conceive. You're here with me. Hunger for your touch, baby. I won't ask for much. It's hard to believe. We're temperamentally shaken. We might be going online. I'll wake you with eggs toast and bacon. Then we'll go a couple more times. I hunger for your touch, baby. I won't ask for much. To believe that you're here with me. It's hard to conceive that you're here with me.
You think you fancy, don't you?
You think you fancy? Yeah. You talk about
unbelief.
Calm down.
Hey.
He ain't done.
You hear them
call my name?
It's hard to conceive.